Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now let's go to that news that an agreement has been reached to reopen Tara Mines after 9 months in care and maintenance. You might remember that the mine has been closed since last August when its Swedish owner Boliden made the decision to temporarily lay off all 650 workers. Well, a deal was reached overnight following talks between unions and management at the Workplace Relations Commission, and it is understood that that agreement involves a gradual reopening of the zinc mine. Well, for more this, I'm joined on the line by Gavin Becton, editor of the Meath Chronicle. Gavin, good to talk to you again. And we had a chat when this happened first, and really what you said to us at the time brought it home to all of us how much this meant when the mine closed, that, you know, the huge difference that it was going to make to the area there. But a deal appears to have been reached now. What have you been hearing?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, well, it appears overnight that a deal has been struck, and it will be very welcome news for the people of Navan and for all who know this this facility, which has been in operation for over 40 years. But it was over 26 hours of marathon talks, I understand. It didn't finish till 1 a.m. this morning, and a deal was reached that the mine would begin reopening in June. Now, that would be a phased reopening, so it'll be a gradual return to work for the staff there, and it could take anything up to 6 to 7 months to get the mine back up to full capacity. Mm-hmm. Now, from our sources that we've been speaking this morning, I mean, obviously, there would be much happiness that a deal has been reached, and it will have to be put to the workers. But the fact that there's an agreement now in place to get the mine open would be most welcome.
Now, there is another part to this, though, as well, isn't there? Redundancies. They will be voluntary, but they'll be significant.
They will be significant. Now, the figure that we're hearing is that 150 to 170 voluntary redundancies will be sought, which will bring the workforce, when it's back at full capacity, just over 400, because there have been some early retirements and some natural wastage, for want of a better phrase, in the last 9 months. So that obviously is going to have a very bad impact on so many families. But it's key to point out, I suppose, that there are voluntary redundancies that are being sought. So there will obviously be redundancies sought in the initial phases. And then as time goes on, then they'll be seeking to add that number. But the number being sought is something in the region of 150 to 170 redundancies.
I'm sure, though, Gavin, when the mine closed temporarily, that a lot of people were very sceptical about whether it would ever reopen again. So there is some hope now that this announcement has been made. Can you go back to what Boliden told us at the time about why they took that decision to wind down the operation? What were the factors at play?
Well, it was a coming together of a number of factors. There was the crippling energy costs that they were encountering. It was high inflation, and then the price of zinc ore had gone through the floor, which basically made it untenable to try and extract it from the ground. And they decided that the only course of action was to put the mine into care and maintenance. And of course, the issue with care and maintenance was, which would just involve the skeleton crew keeping the place ticking over, was that the longer it went on, the fears grew that the mine would not reopen. But now, as I understand it, and I'm not an expert in zinc ore by any stretch of the imagination, but I do believe it has come back. It has rallied, not to near where it was or where it needs to be, but it has come back from the price that it was at in July of last year. And it's a starting ground then for the mine to start cranking back up into gear. But as I said, it will take 6 to 7 months for full capacity and full production before any zinc ore is actually taken from the ground.
Okay, and this deal then that was struck overnight, this has to go to the workers for a vote, does it?
So what will happen now is, yeah, there's a draft agreement in place brokered by the WRC that will then have to be put to staff at a meeting, which I understand will take place within the next week. And if that's ratified, then the the deal will be obviously put back into place and the operations can start resuming come June.
All right, well, Gavin, let's hope it is good news for at least some people there at Tara Mines. Gavin Becton, who's editor of the Meath Chronicle. We're going to be talking about product collabs, celebrities and brands. Adam McGuire will be with us next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.